Force on Force features the largest and strongest outdoor military organization in the country. These are the men and women who make it possible to enjoy the freedom to hunt and fish. It is with great pride that we bring you Force on Force podcast, coming to you from the Force on Force Talk.
Hey, welcome to the Force on Force Talk. You guys have been great having you guys along this year. I'm your host, Sean Dowerpool, here in the Force on Force Talk. I'm actually back home for the first time in about 30 days since really the end of February. We've been doing these shows remotely in our mobile talk, the Tactical Operations Center. As you guys know, we call it the Force on Force Talk because all our TV shows start in the talk and all military operations start in the Tactical Operations Center. And we really do that. Really glad to be back home after a long time on the road. So this is really cool. We kind of had a whirlwind the last 30 days from filming a new hog show to Toby to just recently the Bassmaster Classic this past weekend. It was a lot of fun. Today we're going to bring on our guys from Fishing with Legend, particularly Adam Brewer, and we're going to get to him here in a little bit. But just had a lot of fun the last 30 days being on the road, but I'm glad to be back home with the family. And I know Archer, a lot of you guys see my service dog Archer on the road. He's happy to be back home and hanging out with mama and the kids, and we enjoy seeing everybody and the fans at it. But the Classic was a lot of fun for us, big deal. We were going to try and do a podcast during the Classic, but we were just so swamped at the booth. We had so much going on from our boat being there to we were actually filming some of the final stuff for Force on Force TV for our TV show on Force on Force on the Sportsman Channel. And so that took up so much time. We got to do the podcast last week with a couple of the guys from this coming up season. So it was a lot of fun. So meeting a lot of great people out there. So this week, we're going to kind of continue our theme that we've been going through. If you guys kind of have been following along the last couple of weeks, we were at the Toby, the Texas All Men's Bass Invitational. We've really been talking fishing the last weekends, couple of weeks throughout here. You know, we do all the stuff from buck, the bass, the hog, the redfish, but really been focused on fishing because we're right in the heart of it right now. But we also been focused on really our nonprofit stuff that we do. And we started off with the Toby, the Texas All Men's Bass Invitational, and what that great stuff does for the Texas Children's Hospital Renal Unit. And then last week in the Classic, we talked about, our last podcast, we had the guys from Folds of Honor with us. Great time at the Classic. And it was awesome to have those individuals with us. Because if you guys don't know about Folds of Honor, they provide scholarships for disabled veterans, spouses, and kids, and deceased veterans and kids. And they just recently opened up to first responders. So great to always have those. Anytime we can have our partners' presence with us. But also at the Classic, a couple of the guys from Fishing with Legends came by and hung out. And that's who we're really going to talk as we continue that theme. We're going to talk fishing today, and we're going to talk Fishing with Legends. So I'm going to introduce Adam Brewer from Fishing with Legends. How you doing, Adam?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me, Sean. Just a pleasure and an honor to be on with you today, man.
So what is your official title with, I know you're kind of the head honcho that runs Fishing with Legends.
Yeah. So I am the president and founder of the organization, and man, I've just a little bit of everything, you know. I've over the course of the years, you know, I've been blessed to have some guys come alongside of me and really help in some different areas. But man, just I know you kind of know how this goes, just wear a lot of different hats and do a lot of different things, you know.
Yeah, I know. And you know, Adam and the guys from Fishing with Legend, you guys work out of the Mississippi area. You know, I won't make fun of you guys being from Alabama. You know, how we make jokes about that back and forth. But I know you guys do a lot of great stuff. And really let's talk about the history of Fishing with Legends and what Fishing with Legends kind of means and where you kind of, so that listeners can kind of understand what the name is. Really, when you talk about the name of the organization, what it really means. I know what it means because I've gone around to a lot of stuff in the outdoor industry, and I get asked this a lot throughout the industry, and they're like, hey, what is it like to meet X, Y, and Z? And I'm like, well, to be honest with you, they're actually sometimes more enamored to talk to me and the guys than they are anywhere else, because I always say this, that we've done things in the military that they never could do. And it was really awkward to me. And I think that's what you get at when you talk about that's in the title of your organization. So talk a little bit about, you're talking about military guys, which are really guys and girls are really legends and should be treated that way. So go ahead and kind of give us a history of that and what that kind of all means about all that.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the word legend, it absolutely is directed toward, you know, these great men and women that I look up to. And, you know, just going back to 2015, me and my wife were married for about 10 months and I was in the oil field and got laid off 12 days before the birth of our daughter. And Fishing with Legends was basically birthed out of just really a hard time in my life. And man, God just really started working in my life in a lot of different ways, things that I never dreamed of, honestly. But going through a tough time like that, losing your job, the first thing you do is you start shaving off the excess. So you start putting for sale signs on boats and just things that you don't really need. And the idea of spending time with veterans on the water had always been in my mind. The scheduling just wasn't, you know, it was the issue for me. So getting laid off kind of took care of the schedule part, and just having a boat that was for sale meant that the time that the clock was ticking for me. So basically, I put a post up on Facebook just as a guy that wanted to take a veteran out. And man, the right person saw that post, or it was shared with a person who was out at Camp Shelby, which is here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Chaplain Terry Parton saw that post, or somebody had shared that post with him, and he requested just to talk to me. And I shared the post on a Wednesday. I received a call with an invitation to meet him on a Friday. And the following Monday, I was driving out to Camp Shelby, and I was sitting in his office, and we just kind of discussed. He kind of told me what he'd done for veterans and their families. And he just kind of talked to me about what my desire was. And he had a great impact on my life. And man, it was just how in the world we ended up here. I can only the only thing I can tell you is God just has been very, very good to me, Sean. And he's really worked in my life, and he's just blessed me in many ways. And so the birth of Fishing with Legends stemmed from all that. And he introduced me to a couple of my first veterans, and just allowed me as a person just to spend some time with a couple. And the word legends came from really one of the very first guys that I got to share my boat with. They were talking about him in ways, and I really look up to, just my profound respect for men and women of the military. I just have this idea of, you know, I told somebody, man, the people look up to Tom Brady or somebody of like that. And that's just kind of how I view these people that serve our country, you know? And so they were telling me a little bit about who I was going to meet. And man, I just built this idea of this guy in my head, you know, and really by the time we got to the day that we were going to meet and the morning that we were going to meet, I had built this character in my mind that, you know, the guy was going to step out of the truck and be, you know, 6'5", 250 pounds, and could probably, you know, bench press, you know, 350 pounds. I don't know. I had just listening to who this guy was and listened to his people talk about him and his service and what he had done for our country. And so we go to the place where we're arranged to meet at, and the guy gets out of the truck, and he ends up being about 5'10", maybe 165, 170 pounds, and maybe one of the most gentle, kind-hearted men that I've ever been around. And he and I ended up being very good friends. And it just, just having that idea of who he is and you know, what they mean to me, that word just came to my mind one day and it just stuck. And I started tossing around the idea and it was different. And you know, it just kind of stuck. And we started working with some logo schemes. And man, that's just kind of how it started, is the word legend, that I had just kind of built this figure up in my mind. And he just ended up being just a really great human being that is just, it was just a joy and a privilege for me to be around, you know?
Yeah, I know, it's pretty cool to think about that. And you know, it's kind of funny, interesting that you talk about Camp Shelby. I've got some time down at Camp Shelby, Mississippi, from my time in when I was a cadet at the University of North Alabama. And so I can kind of cool to hear that story. And I do agree, the whole legend terminology, and that's what I've tried to explain to him. But what I think you found out, we're just normal. For what we kind of look at it, we were having this discussion this past weekend when I said what it, you know, we're very humbled about what we do and everything yeah. else. And we just look at it as another job. But yep. I was just pulling up a quote. It's really, you had this vision of what he was going to be when he stepped out of the truck. And that's based on, I think, we're just ordinary people to do extraordinary things. And it's based on, there's this quote by George Orwell. It says, people sleep peaceful in their beds at night only because rough men stand to do violence on their behalf. Right. And that's what the legends of the veteran, that's what the guys and girls that go do those things around the world, that's what allows everybody in America to do. And that's what creates that legend, right?
Exactly right.
And we don't talk about that a whole lot because it's just a job for us, but that's where the name and from your organization kind of comes from and kind of stems from. And that's why I say, when I've tried to explain that to people that are outside the military, when they ask me about meeting like some of the biggest superstars in the sport of hunting and fishing, and when I tell them that, they look at me kind of funny, because the same thing that you just described, I've seen that scenario play out time and time again, right?
Yep.
And it was very odd, very humbling for me for a long, long time to interact with some of my guys that I looked up to in the outdoor industry, to be like, the way they look at us is the same way that, you know, we look at them. And that's the whole, you know, the legend piece. But at the same time, we're just normal human beings that, you know, just like everybody, but we are the 1% that
absolutely
that go out and answer that call to serve our country and do everything. And then you guys are going out taking them and getting to do some cool stuff with them. Because I say this, and I talk about this a lot. I mean, we go do some stuff that is a very adrenaline focused stuff that we do when we're downrange or, you know, all those things. And adrenaline is a drug just like anything else. And you will spend the rest of your life chasing that adrenaline rush. And fishing is one of the few things that I would tell you that really allows you to get that same feeling from it.
Yes.
And I don't know why, but it is. And I know that's why it's so important. Of all the organizations across the country, that's why it's so important that we all kind of work together to get as many veterans in the outdoors as possible, because there's so many things that can kind of derail veterans when they come back, because they start looking for the wrong things to find to get into. And that's why you have so many that get into drinking themselves crazy, to drugs, yeah. to commit suicide. That's where all that kind of stems from.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's so, so important. But yeah, that's really cool and I think you put it really eloquently of how that name Legends comes from, because it is so, because I love the way you talk about it. You think he's going to be 6'3", 250 pounds, yeah. you know, this, and he's just a normal individual, right?
And it was a very intimidating, you know, the first couple of going into it, you know, very intimidating, just time for me, because I didn't really know what I was getting into. But man, it didn't take me long to find out just what you said. These are just regular everyday people who are honestly I think just some of the most gracious, humble people that I've ever had the privilege of being around. So it's just been really great. I've had the opportunity over the years just to have quite a few on my boat now. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity to do that, you know?
So now that you guys have kind of grown this, like typically in a year, I know you guys, it's more than just you now. So you've grown this thing into bigger, sure. Like typically in a year, how many guys do you guys get to reach, you know, on average, do you say?
Well, we run about, I would say about a dozen boats. Our staff consists of about 20 individuals, and some guys have boats, some guys don't. We typically just come together as a group and help out wherever we can. We kind of look at ourselves as a small church, if you will.
Right.
We come together, have meetings. We talk about what we want to do, and we definitely have some goals in mind. Our the core, when me and Chaplain Parton sat down that day, I can tell you that there was a lot of things that I probably said that day that didn't stick. But I will tell you this, Sean, I'm proud that the core of that conversation has always held together. And the core of our organization has just been based on one single individual. And from the get-go, I started becoming very overwhelmed because I started understanding the numbers of veterans that live in our area here in South Mississippi. And it is very overwhelming. And sitting here thinking, how in the world is one guy going to affect that number, the thousands of veterans that live here? And I understood kind of quickly that I really couldn't affect the number, but I could really focus on one individual at a time. And so that's really where our focus has been. So whenever we do an event, and we do these on a monthly basis, we'll have anywhere from 6 to 8 veterans out at one time, and we'll have 6 to 8 boats waiting on them, or we'll have 6 to 8 of our guys ready to guide them, and they'll be paired with one veteran. And really our job or our goal is very simple. We want to take one person, meet them, and we want to pour into that one individual in a way that will impact his life forever. We want to make a new friend. We're a faith-based organization. We want to share our faith. We want to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with any and everybody that we come in contact with. But man, when you're on the boat with an individual for, you know, 8 or 9 hours in a single day, it gives you such a great opportunity to really know something about that other person. And fishing just does, it presents such a great opportunity for two people to interact with one another in a way that I think is unmatched with other activities. You know, it's a one-on-one type thing. You know, you can have conversations. It's exciting as well. It just, so there's that adrenaline flow. There's the peace and quiet factor. There's just a lot of different ways that I think that we can use fishing to help veterans. And so again, we want to take one of our guides, one veteran, and their goal that day is to basically become friends on a level that, you know, they will share phone numbers. We encourage that. Hopefully after that day of fishing, they'll have questions. For example, we've had guys call me that's standing in, you know, maybe Academy Sporting Goods and store, and they'll be asking, hey, we fished with such and such that day, and, you know, tell me what some other, and I'll kind of walk them through the process of maybe buying a few things that whether they want to expand on the tackle that we're able to give them. And so those types of relationships, if we can establish a relationship with these people, that's very important to us. So, and it's, we've seen it work. We've seen the effect that it has on the individual. So we work around 10, 11 months out of the year. We don't really have a whole lot of cold weather that'll keep us off the water. We have the ability to really run trips 12 months out of the year, but we try to take around Thanksgiving, Christmas, those times off for our families. It is a great deal of work to put these things together throughout the year. And man, our guys are just every day hard. We all work jobs. We all have families, kids. And so we try to work hard for most of the year, maybe take the holidays just as a little breather and get back at it as soon as the weather allows us to in January. But we're usually around, I would say, 75 to 80 veterans a year on a one-on-one basis, running 6 to 8 veterans per trip on a monthly basis.
I mean, that's a good, I mean, people don't understand that. That's a really impactful number right there, because you take 75 and those 75 go out and reach 75 more, and it just continues to, you know, double the numbers across the, to help reach veterans in a healthy manner, you know, because you never know which one of those 75 are going to turn around and impact their friends that are veterans. And I think that's a bigger part. I think sometimes we don't get to see that. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, man. So proud of the fact that we've had guys that we've invited on trips that were anglers, and we've had a guy go and buy a boat, and now he's one of our guides. And to have that to be made up, for our room to be made up of civilians and veterans working together to help veterans, I think is one of the most special things to me, that they would see enough in what we're doing to turn around and want to be a part of it. And that's very special to me. And some of these have become some of our best friends. Our group is really like a second family. And, you know, we've had one of the veterans that we've taken out turn around and start a bass fishing team in the high school that his son attends. And so if we can, you know, start that and it trickles down, man, I just, those types of things are things that you just, it makes you just keep going no matter what the circumstances are right there.
Yeah, I know. And those are the things you can't measure going down the road and looking back. And, you know, everybody looks at numbers, but there's just some things that are unmeasurable, the impact, the long-term things, because you never know how those things are going to turn out. As we move forward, I know you guys have a big event coming up on 6th April. You guys do a big fundraising tournament once a year. Why don't you go ahead and give us a little bit of details on that, and if people want to kind of get involved with that, how they can kind of do that.
Yeah, April 6th, Ross Barnett Reservoir at Commie's Trading Post there will be launched. That's where we'll be launching from. It's a team tournament, and this is just our bigger fundraising event of the year. This is our 6th annual. We call it the Battle on Barnett. And it's just grown each and every year. It's a way that we can get out in our community, spread the word and what we're doing. It's kind of the central part of Mississippi, and we're blessed to kind of be touching from the Gulf Coast, which we're kind of growing some ideas and some activity down there all the way up to Pickwick. So it's kind of a central part of our state, and we're just looking for ways to spread out as much as we can and impact as much of our state as we can. But man, we would be so grateful if any and everybody would, you know, if there's an opportunity for you to attend and to support us that weekend, you can look me up on any of our social media outlets, email fishingwithlegends@gmail.com, answer that directly. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to talk to you. Anything I can do to help out or direct, and you know, any question that you have there. But yeah, it's one of our bigger ones. It's very, very crucial to the funding of our organization. We do a couple little raffles and things throughout the year, but this one definitely is the big one. And we've had a great, it's been pretty successful for us so far, and we're just trying to put the finishing touches on it. So yeah, we would sure appreciate your support.
And I would say, even if you can't do the tournament, I mean, I know that same contact information is a good way to help you guys out. If you want to, you know, yeah, throughout the year, sponsor, do whatever, you know, as we've already said, there's not enough to go around and how many veterans are in Mississippi, because I think it just, each and every one that we can touch, we need to be able to try and do that. And so I think if, you know, if you're in that area, I mean, you're looking for something, even if it's, you can give your time and you want to come on, I'm assuming you guys look always looking for additional boaters to help take people out. Cause I know that's a big need for you guys. So if you're there and you got a boat and want to figure out how you can be a part of this, I know Adam can direct you that. Cause I think that's probably one of the biggest needs that you guys have right there. The more boaters you get to do this, the better off, easier it can make it on your staff and everything like that. So I know that's a would be a cool way for people to get involved with it.
Absolutely.
So I know we're going to kind of wrap this up. You know, Adam was getting on here. He was all worried. He was like, man, I don't know. We're good. How's this all going to flow? And I told him, I was like, man, it'll be pretty easy, and we'll be able to talk about a lot. And I think we've kind of talked about a lot and really cool what's going on with Fishing with Legends. And I know that he and I have talked about it. I mean, it's something that I'm going to get down there in one of these trips when I get a little bit of free time and the kids are not going crazy when I'm home. Yeah. And that's something that I'm looking forward to getting down there too. As far as here at Force on Force Army Bass, we're still going hard, strong. We got all our stuff going on with Redfish. Our stuff, we're at Mega Bass this weekend, Lake Fork. We're still doing a raffle for our HDS 16 Pro. And then big thing for us is on April 3rd, you're going to see the new season of Army Bass Anglers Force on Force on the Sportsman's Channel on World Fishing Network kick off. So it's going to be pretty exciting to see all that. So a lot of stuff going on with us, and we're going to continue to do this. I know it's been fun kind of talking each and every week, different topics, but just kind of talking our nonprofits has been fun the last 3 weeks, but with all the stuff that we're doing fishing, because I know I appreciate Adam being on here with me. If you guys want to know more about ForceOnForceTV.com, you can go there and you can find out about Army Bass, Buck Hog, Duck, or Redfish, and figure out how you can get involved. You can even find out about Fishing with Legends on our website there. If you can't remember anything about what Adam said, you can go there and it'll actually have a link directing you back to those guys. So we enjoy it and appreciate it. Thank you, Adam, for being here, and we'll see all the listeners next week. Cool.
Thanks for listening to the Force on Force podcast. Join us next time as we dive into more topics from the Force on Force talk. For more information or to learn how to join the organization, visit our website at forceonforcetv.com.